Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 165 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, we're going to focus on the Ankeny Centennial Wrestlers tonight as the Jaguars have a huge week ahead of them. They will host crosstown rival Ankeny in a big dual meet on Thursday night, and then they'll head to La Crosse, Wisconsin to compete in one of the best tournaments in the Midwest on Friday and Saturday. Later on, I'll be visiting with two of the Jaguars' top wrestlers. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He is the head coach of the Jaguars, and he has guided the team to a perfect 7-0 dual record thus far. He is Jay Groth. Jay, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, before we look ahead, let's briefly recap what your team has accomplished thus far. You're obviously undefeated in dual meets, you know, so you got to be pleased about that. And your team has also performed pretty well in some invitationals. You placed third in the Dallas Center Grimes tournament. You placed second at the Don Miller Invite in Fort Dodge. You know, so are you pretty happy with where your team is at right now?
Yeah. So far, we're progressing. We're not as good as we're going to be yet, but we're getting there. We get some guys healthy and back in the lineup, and you know, in the right weights for them to be the most successful. And looking ahead towards, you know, district and state tournament and how we can fare there, things are going well.
You've had a couple of weeks now to work on some things over the break. You know, what have you guys been focusing on in practice?
Well, we focus on pin to win. We've been spending a lot of time on going feet to back and getting our opponents on their back and or in a predicament and smelling blood and finishing the job. So it's been a big focus for the last 2 weeks.
Well, you've certainly had some individual standouts thus far. The two guys sitting here with us, Carter Cahill and Zach English, are both 14-0 on the season, have each won a couple of individual titles. You know, they're both having a great year, aren't they?
They are. Actually, I think they're 15-0 when I was writing down their records for the Clash. So both wrestling really well. I can't complain a bit about what they're doing in practice. They're working hard. And academics are great for both of them as well. So, you know, they've been outstanding wrestlers in the room and in the meets and tournaments and in the hallways at school, and couldn't be happier.
Well, Carter is currently ranked a third at 152 pounds, and Zach is ranked ninth at 170. You have two other guys in the rankings. Cody Vandermark is 10th at 106, and Carter Bennett is 12th at 138. Jackson Helmkamp was ranked earlier this season, and he's a three-time state qualifier, but he has yet to wrestle due to an injury. And I know you've had some other guys who have been out of the lineup as well. You know, do you expect Jackson or anyone else to be back in the lineup this week?
Jackson won't be back in the lineup this week, but he did have a doctor's appointment this morning with his doctors who are in Boston because they had to fly the young man out to Boston to have the surgery that he had. And got some pretty good news. So he is back in the room doing some light drilling, probably wrestled a little harder today, drilled a little harder today than he had as of yet. So I am really optimistic we're going to get Jackson back on the mat here. And then we're not going to rush it because we don't want him to get hurt again, obviously. And we've got a little bit of time to get him ready to go. So we'll hope to see him competing in 2 weeks and get some time on the mat then and get ready for districts.
I guess I never really heard when he got injured. Did he get hurt in the off season sometime?
He got hurt playing soccer. He's been playing soccer for his whole life, and he tore, without getting too detailed, he tore some bone. He tore his hamstring, tore some bone off with it, had some potential nerve damage. They were really worried about, you know, how he was going to walk with a limp the rest of his life or get this fixed up, and they wouldn't do it in Iowa City, and they wouldn't do it in Rochester at the Mayo Clinic, so they ended up flying him out to Boston to get it done.
Oh, wow. Well, let's break down Thursday's Jag-Hawk dual meet. Ankeny comes into the meet with a number 9 ranking in Class 3A, and I believe the Hawks are 5th in the dual rankings. They have a 7-2 record, having lost only to number 5 Linmar and to Don Bosco, the number 1 team in Class 1A. Ankeny owns some wins over several ranked teams, including a 42-38 victory over number 3 Waukee Northwest. And, of course, you guys will be looking to avenge last year's 43-24 loss to the Hawks. You know, it's not going to be easy, though, is it?
No, it's going to be a great matchup. I think we have the edge at some weights. They have the edge at some others, and it's going to come down to, you know, how we go out there and perform and how much we believe in ourselves. And I think we got a great chance to beat them, but it is going to be an exciting duel. I'm looking forward to it. It's what high school wrestling is all about, so crosstown rival and two good teams, and let it all fly and see what happens.
Well, yeah, Ankeny currently has five ranked wrestlers, led by two-time state champion Trevor Anderson. He's number one at 120. And like you said, the Hawks appear to have the edge at a number of weights, but you guys appear to have the edge at some others. You know, on paper, it looks like a pretty even matchup.
I think so. I think so. And again, it's just, you know, where we're coming from and how we go out there and compete and how we believe in ourselves. But it is going to be, I think, a tremendous duel. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, which matches do you think will be the ones, you know, to decide them? Where do you think those swing matches are at?
That's hard to say. You know, there's a lot of good matches. I think 106 will be a real good match. I think 26, 32, 38, 45. I think there's a lot of great possibilities there. And then we get in the upper weights. Also, you know, we got some good matchups, good head-to-head stuff at 170, 182. I think it's really just going to go get the ball, get some momentum behind us, and hopefully get things going in our direction and make things happen.
Well, I know the Hawks juggled their lineup a little bit to win that meet against Waukee Northwest. They moved two of their ranked guys, Ben Hansen and Jace Anderson, up a weight. And I don't want you to give away any of your strategy, but do you think, you know, we might see some lineup maneuvering on Thursday, either on your part or their part?
I'm sure that both of us, Jack and I, we'll have a few extra guys weighed in and have the opportunity to move if we need to, but I'm sure neither one of us would want to talk about what those moves would be before it happens.
Gotcha. So. Well, anytime you're in a close meet, you know, the bonus points could be what determines the outcome. You know, how important is it going to be for you guys, you know, to get some bonus points?
Huge, huge. If we're going to win the duel, we have to do two things. Like I said, like we've been working on all for the last 2 weeks, is pin to win. And if you get on, don't get on your back, don't get pinned, don't give up those bonus points. So those are going to be the deciding factor of the dual meet tomorrow, is that who ends up with getting a few falls here and there, or gets a tech fall, or at least a couple major decisions, and that could be the difference.
Well, then you guys will head up to the Clash in La Crosse. And I know that's a tournament that you're really looking forward to as well. 2 years ago, your team went 1-2 in the preliminary round at that tournament before you defeated teams from Hawaii, Wisconsin, and Minnesota on the next day to win the Division 7 bracket. So I assume the format, you know, will be the same this year. It's a dual tournament, right?
It is. It is. We go up. We leave bright and early Friday morning. We weigh in at 2 o'clock, and then we wrestle Friday at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. And right now, we'll start off with Glenbard North, which is a quality powerhouse team from Illinois. They've had wrestlers like Tony Ramos graduate from there. So they're a quality program. It's got a good tradition. That's our first duel. And then we either are going to wrestle a team from Texas or a team from Minnesota, Klein, Texas, Anoka, Minnesota. Just depends on you know, who wins on that side to wrestle us after we beat Glenbard North. You know, it'll be fun. It's awesome to wrestle these schools from all over the country. Most of us don't go there unless we feel like, you know, we can compete and wrestle at a high level. So all the teams there are going to be tough. And you know, I've been kind of doing a little research over winter break that who we're going to wrestle, what their lineups look like. So I got a good idea. Again, we'll bring a few extra guys, and we might bump around a little bit too and see what we can get done.
Well, yeah, you obviously see a lot of teams at this tournament that you've never seen before, probably some of those names you've never even heard of. But, I mean, it's got to be fun to see teams like that.
It is fun. It is fun. Last year we wrestled a team from Hawaii, or 2 years ago, pardon me, they didn't have it last year. And oddly enough, they were at the University of Nebraska camp the year before that. So even though they were from Hawaii, we were pretty familiar with them, as we had wrestled with them at camp for 5 or 6 days and got to know their coach. So that was fun. He gave me a Spam T-shirt because Hawaiians love Spam. And we're stopping at the Spam Museum on the way to La Crosse to stretch our legs a little bit in Austin, Minnesota. These guys, I'm sure they're super pumped about it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, hey, Jay, before we talk about the rest of the season and look ahead to that, you know, I just wanted to ask you a quick question about your girls' team. We had hoped to have one of your female wrestlers on tonight, but unfortunately, I guess she got sick. But how many girls do you have out, you know, this year? And have you seen a lot of progress, you know, from them as well?
Yeah, we have 8 girls on the team right now. And Dana Cleveland was the one that was going to come talk with you today, but unfortunately, yeah, she went home sick from school today. A lot of that going around right now. But we have seen a lot of progress with our girls. Our numbers have gone up a little bit. You know, 8 girls that are dedicated coming in there every day. And we also have Hayden Bratland, who's a 7th grader who comes in quite often too, and she's a talented little wrestler. And, you know, Grace Gray is a 2-time state place winner. Avery Grimm is her third year, wrestling really well. Dana Cleveland's doing a good job. We've got Sophie Leo, Lauren Heimer, Olivia Fodrell, and Shay Adams, and Kayla Clark. So we're fairly young, just got two seniors with the girls, but it's getting bigger, and hopefully we've got two female coaches now with Olivia Drexler and Michael Carlson. So that's helped a lot. The girls like having a couple of women in there coaching with them, and that's been great for us, and hopefully that will continue to generate more numbers. And eventually, hopefully, we get this sport sanctioned here in Iowa and we can have our own team.
Well, the way that sport is growing, I mean, do you expect that to happen in the next couple of years?
I do. I really hope that it happens next year. I think that's a strong possibility. I know we've got some people in the girls' union now that are asking about, you know, getting some mats for the state tournament for them. And, we've just got people in there that I think are really in favor of sanctioning girls wrestling. So I think that'll be great. I think it'll happen.
Do you think if that happens, I mean, would they have to have their own coaching staff, or would they be able to participate under your umbrella? or is it hard to say?
It is hard to say. I think I would like to see it with their own coaching staff. I have no problem with them practicing with us, you know, being in the same room and doing what we're doing. But as far as of right now, you know, with Girl State coming up on January 21st and 22nd, I believe, we've got, you know, I've getting all kinds of emails about getting the roster set up for them and getting the hotel things ready for them and doing the track wrestling stuff for them, which already have to do for the boys, the varsity and the JV and all that kind of stuff. So it would be nice to have a paid coach to kind of run those practices, get done what they want to get done, be able to go to their tournaments. And, you know, we try to do events where we can be together as much as possible. Like we go to Fort Dodge. Don Miller has got a girls division and a varsity division. Some other tournaments are like JV and girls are together. So it's nice to be able to do that and travel together in that regard, but it would be also, I think, beneficial to everybody if we had our own staff of a couple coaches for the girls.
Sure. Well, when you look at your remaining schedule, you guys will compete some other big tournaments as well. You'll go to the Osage Duels on January 15th and then to the Ed Winger Tournament at Urbandale the following week, I believe. And I'm sure you feel like those events, you know, are also going to help you prepare you guys for the postseason, aren't they?
Definitely. Yep. Going to Osage, that's a great tournament. I think we won that tournament last year, didn't we? Either got first or second up there. You know, at the time, I know we beat Osage last year and they were ranked second at the time. So, you know, we wrestled really well up there. There's a team from Minnesota on our side of the bracket that is, historically tough as heck. So, that's going to be a challenge. I think it's Kayson Matrimville or, something similar to that. And I know they're a very good team. So, this is the time of year right now where we want to really challenge ourselves and really get up and wrestle against tough people. And if we lose, we learn from it and get better and figure out what we need to do better. And, carry that with us as we move towards conference districts and state. So, yeah, like you said, the Osage tournament, the Ed Winger, the CIML, all those tournaments are loaded, and we're going to see a lot of good competition, and we're going to get tougher every day.
Now, what's the conference tournament look like this year? Is it going to be the big CIML one that you've had in the past, or is it just the six or seven
team one? No, it's the big CIML one. It'll be at Johnston now this year, and so it moves away from Southeast Polk. And it's always been kind of – a lot of people don't know, it's always the CIML invite. So it really wasn't officially the conference tournament, but every team in the conference went. But a few teams started backing out the last couple of years. So I guess I can't tell you for sure who's going to be there without looking it up. There might be a few teams that opt out, but it'll be at least 16 teams, and it'll be loaded with a lot of talent from the CIML.
All right, and you guys are slated to go to the Fort Dodge District on October 12th, and I know Ankeny is in your district as well. And because of that, you know, that's going to make those individual matchups on Thursday, you know, all the more important, aren't they?
It is. You know, we'll see them, obviously, in the duel. And then I don't think we're in the same tournament again until the CIML. So, you know, we'll take what we learn from wrestling each other in the duel and work on those kind of things that we need to fix or get better at and change. And by the time districts rolls around, we'll get back out there and make things happen again.
Well, your team was able to get six guys to state last year, but only one of them went on to become a place winner, and you ended up finishing 29th in Class 3, which I believe is your lowest finish since 2016. So I'm sure there's a lot of motivation, you know, for you guys to improve on that effort this season, isn't there?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. We had, getting six guys to the tournament is always nice. That's a good number. We are always shooting for 14. Only one place winner. Carter wrestled great. Carter avenged a loss. I think did you lose at the Ed Winger to the kid and then you beat him at state? Is that right? Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Cook from Fort Dodge. That's right. Yeah, lost to Cook from Fort Dodge and then beat him at state. He wrestled great, had a great state tournament, and has continued wrestling even better now. So, that was great to see. But otherwise, yeah, we had some kids that I thought were definitely place winners and definitely kids that could be on the podium that we just didn't perform. And, I told these guys 2 years ago, I think, as soon as we get a state champ from Centennial, I'm going to get their face tattooed on my back. So I thought that'd be enough motivation. We'd have five or six state champs by now, but not yet. Maybe this year. Right, fellas? Yeah. They're nodding their head. You're on the radio, so yeah.
Well, you already got a little tattoo there under your eye. What happened there?
I was wrestling one of our freshmen 2 days ago. His name is Aaron Gordon, so we call him Flash. And I was wrestling him, and he reached back and elbowed me right in the eye and gave me a nice little shiner. So it's been a topic of conversation for the last couple of days.
I'll bet. Well, hey, I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season. I'm sure you are too, Jay. So, hey, good luck the rest of the way. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do for Ankeny.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is one of the senior leaders on the Centennial squad. He is currently ranked third at 152 in Class 3A and with a 15-0 record, Coach says. And he's coming off a fifth-place finish in last year's state tournament. He is Carter Cahill. Carter, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. I know you told me a couple of weeks ago that you weren't really surprised to be undefeated, but you have to be really happy with where you're at right now.
Yeah, 100%. I put the work in to be undefeated so far, but there's definitely a lot of improvement to still come.
Well, one of the highlights this season for you came in the finals of the DCG tournament, where you posted a 4-3 decision over ninth-ranked Gabe Carver of Urbandale to win the 160-pound title. Do you think that was your biggest win of the season?
Either that or my finals match at Don Miller, another ranked kid in 2A. They were both really tough guys. I feel like I can widen the gap between them, though.
Well, I know about that Fort Dodge tournament. You also picked up your 100th career victory. Now, did you know that you were approaching that milestone, and what did that mean to you to reach it?
I had no idea at the time, and I remember coming back to a practice during a winter break and Carl telling me that I reached my 100th win. I had no idea, but yeah, it's a big milestone.
Well, yeah, you've been very consistent throughout your career. You went 25-14 as a freshman at 152, and then you reached the 30-win mark in each of the next two seasons at 160. Do you think that's been one of the things that have defined your career, just being very consistent?
Yeah, I've never tried to reach those 30 wins mark. I've never really paid attention to wins, but just staying consistent and living the lifestyle has helped me reach those 30 wins those 2 years.
Now, you did drop down to 152 for the dual meet against Ames on December 25th or on 21st. So was that just a one-time thing, or do you think you're going to stay at 152?
I'm pretty confident that I can maintain that weight. Again, living the lifestyle, keeping that weight, yeah, I think I will.
Well, Coach talked about, Jackson Helmkamp possibly coming back. I know he was ranked at 152 earlier, so if he comes back, do you know where he would slide into the lineup?
Yeah, he's a little bit bigger than me right now, so it kind of just works out. He's probably weighing – he's weighing a lot right now, so I think 60 is a pretty good weight for him, and 52 is maintainable for me.
All right. Well, I know you told me after last year's state tournament that you were happy but not satisfied, that you're hoping to do even better this season. Do you feel like you're on track now to finish even higher on the podium this year?
Yeah. My ultimate goal is to get my face tattooed on Gross back. So
I think we'd all like to see that.
Yeah.
Well, looking at the rankings at both 152 and 160, there are obviously some studs at the top of both of those weights. So you have Hunter Garvin of Iowa City West at 52 and Aiden Riggins of Waverly Shell Rock at 160. So no matter which weight you're at, it's going to be a tough road to a state title, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always going to be a stud or two that you need to beat to get that get to the top of that podium. So I'm not – it's going to happen anywhere. So you can't really run from it.
Well, as far as Thursday's meet goes, it looks like, you know, you could be matched up against either Tegan Pfeiffer or Michael Rose, you know, depending on whether you're at 52 or 60. You know, I'm sure that's a match that Coach Groth feels like, you know, you guys should win. You know, would you be confident against either of those guys? Have you ever wrestled either one of them before?
I think I wrestled Rose's older brother my freshman and sophomore year, but no, I've never wrestled either of them.
Would you kind of feel like, you know, you're going to have to go out there and get a win for your team to come out on top tomorrow night?
Yeah, again, bonus points are going to be a really big thing for this duel, getting pins and not getting pinned.
Well, I know in last year's meet, you bumped up to 170. You lost a close match to Nate Nessa. So I'm sure you'd love to get a win, you know, in your final go-around against the Hawks, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. That loss still kind of haunts me, so.
Well, what other matches do you think are going to be the big ones tomorrow night?
Every match, to be honest. Getting those bonus points and not giving up bonus points. And losing the matches that they have the edge on, losing them by 3 points instead of 4 or 5 or 6. So.
Right. Yeah, because if either team can pull off a surprise, I mean, that's going to be a big part of getting that win, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, we talked earlier with Coach about, you know, your team's district draw. You guys will head to the Fort Dodge District, you know, which also includes Ankeny. So what did you think of that draw for you personally?
I mean, we've had harder districts in the past. You're going to have to beat a couple studs every single year in the district tournament to get, and I've experienced that freshman and sophomore year not making state tournament. So, yeah, it's always important to stay focused and not look ahead to the state tournament at districts.
Well, yeah, I know you placed third in the district those first 2 years. So getting over that hurdle last year, I mean, that was just a big hurdle to get over, wasn't it?
Yeah, very big hurdle.
Well, Carter, I know you told me previously that you were open to either wrestling or playing football at the collegiate level. You know, have you made any decisions yet about your future? Have you looked at any schools?
There's been a couple schools talking to me, but I haven't made any decisions, no.
Yeah, just kind of focusing on the season?
Yeah, yeah. So far.
All right, Carter. Well, hey, good luck the rest of the season. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest tonight is a junior on the Centennial squad. He is currently ranked 9th at 170 with a 15-0 record as well. He is Zach English. Zach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on a great season thus far. You know, I don't believe that you were listed in the preseason rankings, you know, but based on your undefeated record, you know, you certainly deserve to be ranked now. Have you been surprised by the success that you've had?
Not really, because I've been working really hard in practice. But last year I didn't get to wrestle that much varsity because I was hurt towards the end of the year and stuff.
Well, what has been the highlight of the season thus far for you? You know, what do you think was your biggest win?
Probably pinning my kid in the finals with Don Miller, just because I've been going to that tournament for 3 years and I never placed as high as I wanted to.
Well, I think you've wrestled all of your matches at 182 this season, but you did get ranked at 170 in the rankings that came out on Tuesday. You know, so do they know something that I don't? Or you plan to wrestle at 170 now?
Well, I'm currently open for both weights right now, mm-hmm. but I made scratch just before the break, so I could have the 2-pound allowance if I need it for 70.
Well, gotcha. Do you have a preference for either one of those weights? I mean, would you rather be at the higher weight or?
As of right now, I have no preference.
Just wherever coach wants you, right?
Yeah, I do whatever he says. So.
Well, I think coach told me earlier this season that maybe you were a little undersized for 182 anyway. You know, is that right?
Yeah, but I don't feel too undersized when I'm wrestling, so I don't mind it too much.
And you don't have any issues with cutting the weight when you have to or?
It's not too hard for me to cut. I work hard in practice, living the lifestyle.
Well, what are your goals for the rest of the season? You know, I'm sure you've wanted to be a state qualifier all along, but with the success that you've had, I mean, do you feel like you can be a place winner now?
Yeah, I feel like if I work really hard and do the right things, I could make an impact in the state tournament.
Well, looking at Thursday's meet, you know, you could be matched up against Xander Kenworthy if you're at 170. If you're at 182, you might see Will Hendricks or possibly Cade Benetham. Both of those guys are returning state qualifiers. Benetham was a place winner. You know, have you ever wrestled any of those guys?
I mean, I wrestled them all in AWC and stuff when I was little, but I haven't wrestled them in high school, I don't think. And I'm just ready to wrestle whoever they put out on the mat.
Well, like Carter, you played on the Centennial football team that pulled off an upset against Ankeny this season. You know, I don't know if beating the Hawks again in wrestling would be considered as much of an upset, but, you know, how do you think the win would compare to the one that you guys had in football? Would it feel just as good?
Oh, yeah, it definitely feels just as good. It always feels good to beat a rival in anything.
Well, regardless of where you wrestle, you know, do you feel like you need to get a win, you know, tomorrow night in order for your team to come out on top?
Yeah, I definitely need to get a win, and bonus points are huge, so if I could get at least one or two bonus points, maybe three. That'd be huge.
Well, Coach talks a lot about, you know, pinning to win. So, I mean, when you guys go out there, I mean, pretty much every match, are you looking to get that pin?
Yeah, and especially, like, smelling blood when you get in that position to get that pin, that's the most important thing.
Well, I asked Carter what his thoughts were on the district draw. You know, what did you think of it? Do you like your chances to get to state with the opponents that you'll have to see up there in Fort Dodge?
Yeah, but I don't really pay too much attention to that until the time comes. I don't like to worry about it.
Well, Carter certainly had success, you know, in his first trip to the state tournament last year. If you are able to make it to Wells Fargo Arena, I mean, do you think you can overcome your lack of state tournament experience and have that same kind of success?
Yeah, I feel like I could go there first year and win some matches.
Well, Zach, you were definitely one of the leaders on the football team this year. You led the defense with 74 tackles. And I know the team maybe didn't have the kind of success that you were hoping for, but, you know, were you happy with the way that you played individually?
I have a lot of stuff that I need to get better on, but I was happy. And team, we
just didn't do what you wanted to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, have you thought much about your future plans yet? I mean, would you like to play football or wrestle in college?
Yeah, I'm really open to playing football in college. That's kind of what I'm hoping to do. Maybe wrestling if it comes up.
Well, even if you don't wrestle at the next level, I mean, I'm sure you feel like doing that in high school. I mean, being a multi-sport athlete, that can only help you, right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest reason I wrestle, honestly, is just for football. It helps you stay in shape, and form is great for tackling.
Well, I know Coach Groth is happy to have you in the lineup. So, hey, good luck the rest of the season. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Centennial Wrestling Coach Jay Groth and two of his top wrestlers, Carter Cahill and Zach English. Unfortunately, one of his female wrestlers, Dana Cleveland, wasn't able to join us, but maybe we'll have her on some other time. There was a little bit of breaking news today that I haven't had a chance to put a story together, but I will hear probably in the next day or so. Of course, former Ankeny Centennial football star Riley Moss announced on Twitter that he'll be coming back for one final season with the Iowa Hawkeyes. So I know there's a lot of people here in Ankeny that are happy about that. They'll have a chance to see Riley play several more times at Kinnick Stadium, including a game against Iowa State. So I'm looking forward to that. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We'll probably be focusing on next Tuesday's Jayhawk basketball doubleheader.